Interviews celebrating the Missouri State FFA Virtual Convention are part of KMZU's Youth and Agriculture Programming. The Youth and Ag Series is brought to you in part by our premier sponsors, Goppert Financial Bank, CT Summers LLC in Hale, and Ray Carroll Insurance.
Hello, my name is Anderson Rogers. I'm a senior at the South Harrison High School, where I'm serving as the South Harrison FFA Chapter President and the Area 2 FFA Secretary. This year, I have the honor of representing Area 2 as the state finalist in the Star and Agribusiness Contest, and I'm excited to find the results out this coming week. With the Star and Agribusiness Award, how they select that, they base it off of your SAE project and your record book. So my SAE project is a tree service plant. I own my very own tree service and wood business, Anderson's Wood Products, and I use this business to transplant trees for customers and help them generally improve their yard and their land value. So what they do to select the candidates are interviews that they ask questions about their SAE and about what they've done to grow their SAE. And they also look at your record book to see your income, your expenditure, and just kind of see how your business is doing. I've done this business for several years now, and I've gradually been able to work up and am honored to represent my area at the state contest. My typical year, I always really enjoy contests. Every time I've gone to state convention, it's been for a contest. But I think that's definitely one of my favorite parts, whether it be a CDE contest or a speaking contest. I'm really competitive. I enjoy seeing other members from across the state, competing with them, and doing well at state convention. I miss the contest, of course, but I also, every year I look forward to seeing friends that I've made over the past several years and talking to them and seeing how their year's going at state convention. It's really kind of like the homecoming for Missouri FFA, so that's really kind of a loss if you're not able to see, other FFA members from across the state. And I really feel especially for the incoming state FFA officer team this year, because they're going to miss lots of those opportunities that most state officers get to start off the year. So I think that definitely is one thing that I'm going to miss about this year.